This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
An extra drop on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. Pardon the pun. If you choose to drink, choose to Drinkwise. Damo, in 9 series, we've been blessed since the outset to have the support of an extraordinary organisation called Drinkwise, which has helped us deliver a public health message at the same time and a responsible drinking message at the same time as actually having some fun for our podcast audience. And
almost from day one, I reckon.
Day one, which has been an honour and we've been blessed. And about once a year, we like to catch up with the CEO of Drinkwise, Simon Strawn, who has been a great supporter of ours in the program and also comes at a time when we launch as our business, Damo, so don't get too tribal at our business. And I'm sure you guys will catch up at some stage. I'm only joking. SEN Sync has launched. So you won't miss a moment, Damo, of your Sync-wise now with SEN Sync.
Sync-wise and Drink-wise.
This has been developed as part of our innovation strategy with Drink-wise, and Simon Strawn has joined us. Simon, hello.
Morning, Hutchie. Morning, Damo.
Thanks for your support of helping us develop SEN Sync, which is an entirely different product in the market. An incredible way to not miss a moment when you listen to the footy now, because you have multiple choice and you can do it in real time.
It's fantastic. It's one of the things that Drinkwise has been aiming to do for quite some time now in terms of the engagement with fans at games. We do a lot at stadiums in terms of not only the Drinkwise message, encouraging moderation, people keeping track of their drinks along the way. But one of the things we really want to do is engage with people at home, and the opportunity to sync the favourite call while watching it all in real time for the first time is fantastic. So we're really excited about this innovation.
It's been a little bit bold too in connecting your message in an entirely different way, because the message always for a long time has been don't miss a moment, savour the moments when you're consuming sport. And this product actually practically applies that now. You can actually, there's no 7 second delay or 30 second delay if you're watching Seven or Fox or KO. You can simply sync your call and away you go.
That's it. And it's one of those things that we really want to make sure that people enjoy those moments. And that's why Drinkwise is really involved with SEN Sync, and really proud to be part of it, because of the very fact that we can deliver that message in real time when those moments are happening. And that's what makes it so exciting. And I think as part of this, we're always keen to explore new ideas and innovations about how to reach the audience and engage more effectively, and this is certainly one of them.
A lot of work you've done over the last decade. What are you seeing? What are the trends you're seeing among sport? Because what we're seeing is premium sport be bigger than ever. Crowds are up. Well, the big stuff is never bigger, right? It's harder to get a ticket to anything. The excitement people have of going to a big event. If there's been any challenge at all, it's been on the lower end or lower tier. But like, big occasions have been even bigger. Does that make it even more important in your messaging? Do you think that, given the way that people flock to major, massive events now, I don't think this town's ever been a bigger event town than it is now.
Without a doubt. And I think part of the great thing about it is that people, over the past 15 years, Australians have moderated their consumption more than ever before. And as we see these big events really sort of capture the attention of people, whether it's sporting events, music concerts, whatever it might be, people are coming along, but they really want to enjoy that experience. And as part of that, they're moderating their consumption, making sure that they have a good time, but those around them have a great time. And we're seeing that transcend not only those sort of events, but lifestyles more broadly. So even things like schoolies now, we're starting to see those behaviours change, where people who are going to schoolies actually want the experience. They want to make sure they're doing things with their friends, making sure that they create those memories that are lifelong and lasting.
Even, I mean, you mentioned schoolies there, Simon, but even at my age and Hutchie's age, the message is pertinent. I know I've had cause to even just, I suppose, consider what I say off the top of our show every week. If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise. And it's for every age, isn't it? I mean, I have personally cut back, you know, on quantity, and it doesn't, but I love the messaging. It's not saying don't do it. It's just do it wisely.
We just want people to be mindful. And that's the key thing. So over the past decade in particular, you've had the rise of things like zero alcohol products in the market, and that just provides choice for people. And it's a great thing. And we've seen less daily drinking, less weekly drinking, less drinking to excess. But in particular, one of the things we've also seen is that parents have been becoming much more greater role models in the home. So one of the things that they're doing is being more mindful about their own consumption. That's translating into a greater level of underage abstinence. So back in 2007, We had sort of 37% of underage teens abstaining, and now that number is up to 69%. So that shift over time has been great, and that creates better attitudes within the community as well around if people are choosing to have a drink, just being really mindful about how they're doing it.
You ran a campaign, I think it was last year, which spoke directly to parents, you know, perhaps giving their child a drink at home and not thinking much of it when they're 16 or 17. And one of the things I noticed about that campaign, certainly in our house, is it cut through with the kids as well as the parents. You sometimes saw the kids acknowledging it among their friendship group. And like this era of kids growing up now are so much more socially mindful and aware than we were in our time. And that's a really good thing.
That's exactly it. And that campaign, It's Okay to Say Nay, was really designed to educate parents around the social norms. So we've got 89% of parents who aren't supplying their underage teens with alcohol, which is a significant improvement over time. But it's also around the fact that there are so many underage teens that are abstaining, but they're empowered to do so. That peer pressure that existed sort of 10 or 15 years ago is really starting to disappear now, which is great. But the fact that the kids are empowered to say no, that they're not going to consume underage, is a really sort of helpful indication that the culture is changing within the community.
A couple more from me. You've got some programs going around the country that are world first. One of them is drink tastefully in the wine regions, and actually talking directly to people who might go on trips or with groups who want to go on wine taste and do it tastefully. And can you tell us a little bit about that and how that's sort of cutting through in, you know, places like the Barossa Valley and Margaret River and others? So a couple of Damo's favourite spots, by the way.
Yes, no doubt.
Yeah. It's really interesting. One of the things that we found sort of 5-6 years ago, just in terms of going out to different regions, was the fact that people can turn up to a cellar door, have some tastings, but not really be educated in terms of how much they are consuming. So DrinkWise, with the cellar doors and the wine industry, got together and said, we really want to educate people. So if you're turning up to a cellar door now, you can get one of the small DrinkWise scratchy cards, and each time you have a 15-mil tasting, you can scratch off one of those panels, and after 6 tastings, that equates to 1 standard drink. So you've got a much better indication of how much you're consuming over the course of a day. And you can take that scratchy card between cellar doors. So it's a really helpful education tool for consumers. They love it because it allows them to be much more mindful about how much they are drinking.
I think before we let you go, where you really notice the work that the DrinkWise team have done is when you go overseas. Like, I think in parts of American sports, certainly it's not as prevalent, and it's still a little bit not it can be heroised wrongly at times. I think we saw a moment at the Super Bowl with Taylor Swift, which...
Well, Jason Kelce, when he watched his brother in the first playoff game, was out there celebrating.
You notice that how further we are here on moderation and respect and doing it well when you see... Taylor Swift obviously was really kind of out of character, but it was a moment where you kind of did catch yourself wincing a little bit. But to your credit, 5 days later, you're outside the concert doing a press conference. So I didn't know you were going to take on Taylor Swift. There you were outside the venue with the New South Wales government. So you stood up and faced the challenge.
Yeah, and it's certainly a great one. I think one of the things that we want to see as a community is that we can go along to these events and have a fantastic time, create those memories, and they're long-lasting. But really being respectful towards others. And that's why DrinkWise is really pleased to be partnering up with governments, police, and other groups within the community to really promote that message. And we'll be doing a lot more across the course of the year, particularly around big events, Gather Round and others, in terms of getting that message out there so that people can turn up, have a great time, and just do it so respectfully.
We appreciate your time, and we appreciate your long-term support at the Sounding Board. I think that we've been blessed to last 9 years, and it's in no small part. In fact, it's in full part to the ability to tell a public health message at the same time. If you choose to drink wise. Throw a zero in your consumption or a water or two. Think about what you're consuming. Keep count in your head of how many drinks you have had. Do it tastefully, responsibly, and be a good role model and have some fun along the way. Shawnee, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you, and look forward to seeing how SEN Sync evolves. We're really proud to be part of that, and I know Damo is going to be a great fan of it.
Damo, you will not miss a moment if you're SyncWise or DrinkWise. And SEN Sync, together with DrinkWise, innovating and changing the game in audio in this country.